The Orange Catholic Foundation is pleased to bring you the following Father Spitzer homily.
This passage from John's Gospel today is very interesting indeed, because what it speaks to is the fact that we are being protected through our faith by both Jesus and the Father, and of course through the Holy Spirit. We're being protected in our life journey so long as we kind of maintain that faith and we try to keep it alive within our hearts. We sort of have this pledge that Jesus is giving us that no one is going to snatch us away from Him or the Father so long as we keep the faith alive in our hearts. And so, of course, that sort of unconditional promise is really the foundation of hope. You know, my thought is, thank God, you know, because, of course, you know, I can see myself veering in any direction, frankly, you know, if I just didn't keep that faith alive in it, you know, and the Holy Spirit just didn't keep animating me and keep, keep me along the path. And it's sort of, for me, in my life anyway, it's like a cycle. You know, we kind of try to put ourselves ever more at the disposal of the Lord, right? So we try to do, you know, prayer every day, and we open ourselves to that grace through that prayer. And what winds up happening is, you know, we do get stronger in our faith. And that enables us to do other things. It could be more time in prayer, or it could be, you know, to do something else that would help us to move along in our spiritual conversion or our moral conversion. But, you know, a sort of a strength begins to develop. And then as that strength begins to develop, we sort of get new insights. Insights, you know, that tell us who God is and how He works. And sometimes those insights even enable us, to see more and more. Well, gee, you know, the sacrament of confession might be, you see it in a new light. You know, it's just sort of like better than I thought it even was, you know. Or, you know, prayer is even, better than I thought that it was, you know. And you get these kind of openings to the heart, these truths of the heart that begin to emerge. And that in turn, right, enables us to kind of keep the faith alive ever more deeply, you know, in our hearts. It continues to increase, our strength to move toward spiritual and moral conversion. And the insights that come that liberate our hearts ever more to want to do these things. And that cycle just sort of continues. But it all comes down to, you know, a concerted effort and you know, what I would call sort of a routine of trying to keep the faith alive in our hearts. Of course, I'm preaching to the choir. I mean, you're coming to daily mass, listening to a bloviating Spitzer and so forth. And, you know, you've already committed there. I know most of you obviously have, you know, prayers that you probably do in the morning or in the evening, you know, and things like that, that keep the faith alive in your hearts. That I know so many of you are trying to serve the Lord and His kingdom and your apostolic work that you do through here, and that keeps the faith alive in your heart. But it, as you kind of get older, you see that as you kind of commit yourself to these things, it does open upon greater strength for moral and spiritual conversion, or maybe not strength, but determination toward moral and spiritual conversion, and greater insight into the necessity of moral conversion and the beauty of the church and the scriptures and the sacraments and so forth. You know, and these things just keep playing on each other. And as we keep it alive in our hearts, there's no snatching out of the Father's hands. There's no snatching out of Jesus' hands. He's going to keep faithful to that promise. As long as we keep that faith alive, even though we're not perfect, and believe me, I'm not perfect. The point, of course, is even though we are struggling to stay on the road, as long as we're trying to do that and keep that faith alive in our hearts, He's going to keep us, you know, away from our enemy, namely the devil. And of course, that's who would want to snatch us away, right, is the devil. And of course, He'll keep us safe from the devil, because we're listening to him. He's the shepherd. We're following him. We're keeping him alive in our hearts. And of course, if there's no snatching us away from the Father and the devil cannot get us, then of course, eventually, at the end of the day, we're going to ultimately inherit the kingdom which he has promised, the eternal life that he has promised in, throughout all of the readings we've been having in this post-Easter season. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to another podcast brought to you by the Orange Catholic Foundation.